弟兄姐妹，主里平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主啊，弟兄开始带我们唱这首诗歌。
We thank the Lord that our brother led us in this hymn at the beginning.
啊，我希望大家还记得这首诗歌的名字。
I hope you all remember the name of this hymn.
啊，我不敢稍微失败。
I dare not be defeated.
啊，如果你今天啊信息结束，你可能没有什么记得住的话，但我希望你可以记住这首歌的名字。
After today, if you don't remember anything else,Just remember the name of this hymn.
我不敢稍微失败。
I dare not be defeated.
如果我们有参加周三祷告聚聚会的话，也许我们当中有人记得。
If we attend the Wednesday night prayer meeting, some of us might remember.
其实这首诗歌是我们 Steven 弟兄前面一个周三在开始的时候带领大家所唱的。
This is the hymn that Brother Stephen led us all to sing a week ago at the beginning of our Wednesday night prayer meeting.
其实当时我正在寻求我今天所要交通的负担。
And at that time, I was seeking for the burden that I would share today.
所以弟兄所分享的这种诗歌呢，正好印证了我当时心里的负担。
So as the brothers shared this hymn, it confirmed the burden I had in my heart at that time.
在诗歌的最后一段当中有一句说到，使我做个得胜者，得胜一直到底。
In the last stanza of the hymn, there is this phrase, make me an overcomer, a victor to the last.
这就是我今天要跟大家分享的一个负担，从得胜到得胜。
This is the burden that I want to share today, from victory to victory.
我们感谢主他奇妙的带领。
We thank the Lord for his wonderful leading.
而且今天正好是弟兄来为大家翻译。
And also it happens today that the brother is here to translate.
我们请大家继续为我们祷告。
We ask everyone to continue to pray for us.
下面我们要稍微多读一点圣经。
Now we will read a little bit more scripture today.
如果可以的话，大家可以一起翻到约书亚记。
If you are able to, please everyone turn to Joshua chapter 6.
我们第一段要读约书亚记第六章十五节到第十九节。
At first we'll read Joshua chapter 6 verses 15 through 19.
约书亚记第六章十五到十九节。
Joshua chapter 6 verses 15 through 19.
第七日清晨黎明的时候，他们起来，照样烙城七次，唯独这日把城烙了七次。到了第七次，祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓说：“呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把城交给了你们。”这城和其中所有的都要在耶和华面前毁灭，只有妓女拉合与他家中所有的可以存活，因为他隐藏了我们所打发的使者。至于你们，务要谨慎，不可取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。唯有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿都要归耶和华为圣，必入耶和华的库中。
Then on the seventh day, they rose early at the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same manner seven times. Only on that day they marched around the city seven times. At the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city shall be under the ban. It and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot and all who are with her in the house shall live, because she hid the messengers whom we sent.But as for you, only keep yourselves from the things under the ban, so that you do not covet them, and take some of the things under the ban, and make the camp of Israel accursed, and bring trouble on it. But all the silver and gold, and articles of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord.
下面是第七章第一节到第五节。
Next is chapter 7, verses 1 through 5.
第七章第一节到第十五，第一节到第五节。
Chapter 7, verses 1 through 5.
以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒迪的子孙加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅文的爱城去，吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地。他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里对他说，众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城的面前逃跑了。爱城的人击杀了他们三十六人，从城门前追赶他们，直到四八零，在下坡杀败他们。众民的心就消化如水。
But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban. Therefore the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, east of Bethel, and said to them, Go up and spy out the land. So the men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there, for they are few. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men, and pursued them from the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water.
第10节到第13节
Verses 10 through 13.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此，以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除灭，我就不再与你们同在。” 你起来，叫百姓自洁，对他们说：“你们要自洁，预备明天，因为耶和华以色列的神这样说：以色列啊，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。” So
the Lord said to Joshua, Rise up, why is it that you have fallen on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, and they have even taken some of the things under the ban and have both stolen and deceived. Moreover, they have also put them among their own things. Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become accursed. I will not be with you any more unless you destroy the things under the ban from your midst. Rise up, consecrate the people, and say, Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow. For thus the Lord, the God of Israel, has said, These are things under the ban in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you have removed the things under the ban from your midst.
16节到21节
Verse 16 through 21
于是约书亚清早起来，使以色列人按着支派进前来，取出来的是犹大支派，使犹大支派进前来，就取出了谢拉的宗族，使谢拉的宗族按着加士人丁一个个的进前来，取出来的是撒底，使撒底的加士按着人丁一个一个的进前来，就取出了犹大支派的人，谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子，加米的儿子雅干。 约书亚对雅干说：“我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。”雅干回答约书亚说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服，二百色克拉银子，一条金子重50色克拉，我就贪爱这些物件，便取去了。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里。”
银子在衣服底下。So Joshua arose early in the morning and brought Israel near by tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the family of Judah near, and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought the family of the Zerahites near man by man, and Zabdi was taken. He brought his household near man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah was taken. Then Joshua said to Achan, My son, I implore you, give glory to God, the God of Israel, and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. So Achan answered Joshua and said, Truly I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful mantle from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold 50 shekels in weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are concealed in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath it.
最后我们是24节到26节
Lastly, verses 24 through 26
约书亚和以色列众人把谢拉的曾孙雅干和那银子、那件衣服、那条金子，并雅干的女儿女、牛、驴、羊帐篷，以及他所有的，都带到雅各谷去。约书亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上。 又用火焚烧他所有的，众人在雅干身上堆成一大堆石头，直存到今日。于是耶和华转意，不向他发的烈怒，因此那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。Then
Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the mantle, the bar of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that belonged to him. And they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned them with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that stands to this day, and the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. Let's pray.
主啊, 我们求你实在是今天这个时候就来帮助我们众人。
Lord, we ask you today, right now, that you come and help all of us.
就像当日你怎么样帮助约书亚和以色列百姓一样。
Just as in that day, you helped Joshua and the people of Israel.
让我们起来能够来征战, 让我们从得胜到得胜。
May you rise up and fight the battle, go from victory to victory.
我们把下面的时间交在主的手里。
We give the following time into the hands of the Lord.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
感谢主，奉主的名祷告。
We thank the Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
我们开始所读的圣经是以色列人刚进迦南地所发生的事情。
The scripture we read in the beginning took place when Israel first entered the land of Canaan.
我们知道那时候以色列百姓在摩西的带领下面，他们从埃及为奴之地出来。
We know at that time Israel was under the leadership of Moses, and they had come out of Egypt, the land of their enslavement.
他们蒙神的拯救，从捆绑当中释放出来，脱离了世界的权势。
By God's deliverance, they were released from bondage, set free from the power of the world.
接着他们经过旷野，过了约旦河，进入了神所应许的迦南地。
They passed through the wilderness, and they crossed the Jordan River and entered into the land of Canaan, which God had promised them.
我们下个主日下午会有一个受浸聚会。
Next Sunday, we will have a baptismal meeting.
这段以色列的经历就说出了受浸的意义。
This period of the Israelites speaks of the meaning of baptism.
就是说到了我们要过，要出埃及，过红海，经过旷野，过约旦河，进入迦南地。
Says that we must come out of Egypt, cross the Red Sea, pass through the wilderness, cross the Jordan River, and enter into the land of Canaan.
这个整个的过程是代表着受浸的意义。
This whole process is representative of baptism.
一方面，我们借着受浸来表明和见证说，我已经过了红海，我已经脱离了黑暗的权势。
On the one hand, we demonstrate and we testify by being baptized that I have crossed the Red Sea, I have been freed from the power of darkness.
我过了红海，我已经从世界当中分别出来了，现在我不再属于世界，我现在已经属于主的人了。
I have crossed the Red Sea, I have been freed from the power of darkness, I have been set apart from this world, no longer of this world, but I am one who belongs to the Lord.
另外一方面，我们也借着受浸能够来表明，来见证说我这个旧人已经倒闭在旷野当中了。
On the other hand, we demonstrate and testify by baptism that my old man has already fallen in the wilderness.
我现在是一个新造的人。Now
I am a new creation.
我一个新造的人要起来过约旦河，进入到神的应许之地。And
I, as a new creation, will rise up and cross the Jordan River and enter into the promised land.
我受浸的见证是要说我现在是一个征战的战士。I
testify that I am now a warrior in the battle.
我是一个来征战得产业的人。
I am now one who fights to gain the inheritance.
所以借着受浸，让我们看见神在我们身上完全的救赎。
So through baptism, we can see God's complete redemption in us.
我们的救赎不仅是出埃及，过红海与世界分别。
Our redemption is not only coming out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea to be separated from the world.
我们的救赎更是要成为一个新造的人，成为一个能征战的战士。
Our redemption continues with the purpose of becoming a new creation, becoming a warrior in the battle.
我一个新造的人，我们要过约旦河，要进去征战，并且得胜。
As a new creation, we need to cross the Jordan River, we need to fight the battle, we need to be victorious.
我们要去得神给我们的应许之地。
We have to gain the promised land that God has given us.
我们要去得所神赐给我们的产业。
We have to gain the inheritance that God has given us.
这就是我们受浸的见证。
This is the testimony of our baptism.
所以我们知道我们受浸的见证不只在受浸聚会的时候做的。
So we know that the testimony of our baptism is not only given during the baptismal meeting.
受浸就是我们今天每一天我们一生在地上的见证。
Baptism is the testimony of our entire life, day by day, on this earth.
神救我们不仅给我们赐给我们生命。
God saves us not only to give us life.
神救我们更是要我们来得更丰盛的生命。
God saves us even more so that we may have life more abundantly.
神救我们是要叫我们属灵的生命能够不断的成长。
God saves us so that our spiritual life will grow continually.
让我们属灵的生命不断成长，可以得到更丰盛的生命。
And in the continual growth of our spiritual life, we will gain life more abundantly. But there is one thing we must know. The continual growth of our spiritual life comes only by fighting the battle.
埃及在世界里的时候，我们知道我们是没有生命的人。
We know that when we were in the land of Egypt, in the world, we were those who had no life.
当我们出了埃及，过了红海，与这个世界分别之后，我们就得着了这个生命。
When we came out of the land of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea and were separated from this world, we received life.
但我们这个生命不是不能只停留在旷野。
But this life cannot just remain in the wilderness.
旷野是神用来训练我们成为一个征战的战士。
The wilderness is the place where God trains us, to become a warrior.
能够来成为一个可以征战的人。
Trains us to become a warrior.
成为一个能够过约旦河去征战并且得胜的人。
To become one who will cross the Jordan River to fight the battle and be victorious.
能成为一个能得产业的人。
To become one who gains the inheritance.
这就是神向着我们的旨意。
This is God's will for us.
这也是神在我们每一个人身上的工作。
And this is also God's work in each one of us.
我们记得当以色列百姓过了红海之后，百姓就向耶和华来唱新歌。
We remember that after the people of Israel had crossed the Red Sea, the people of Israel sang a new song to the Lord.
他们向耶和华说，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。
They said to the Lord, For he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea.
百姓赞美我们的主说，耶和华是战士。
And the people praised the Lord and said, The Lord is a warrior.
而当以色列百姓在约旦河的时候，
And when the people of Israel were at the Jordan River,
神则是来到他们的当中，来不断地鼓励他们，让他们刚强壮胆。
God was in their midst, continually encouraging them to be strong and courageous.
因为现在他们自己是战士。
Because they were now warriors themselves.
神要带领他们去征战。
God would lead them to fight the battle.
神要带领他们去征战得胜。
God would lead them to fight the battle and be victorious.
神让我们看见，只有借着我们起来征战，我们的生命才能够来长进。
So God shows us that only by rising up and fighting the battle can we have growth in our life.
我们只有通过征战才能得到这个产业。
Only by going through fighting the battle can we gain this inheritance.
若是我们没有任何的征战，或者我们不起来征战，我们的生命就不会成长，不会丰富。
If there are no battles to fight, or we do not rise up to fight the battle, our life will not grow, and it will not be abundant.
正是为着这个原因，是我们的神他带领我们进入到这个征战。
It is for this reason that our God leads us into the battle.
我们来看在迦南地的征战，都是神带领他们去征战。
As we see the battles in the land of Canaan, it is all that God had led them to fight these battles.
同时也是我们的神来帮助我们征战得胜。
In the same way, it is our God who helps us to fight the battle and to be victorious.
只有当我们起来征战的时候，我们才能够来经历什么叫做从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
Only when we rise up and fight the battle can we experience what it means to go from victory to victory.
才能让我们能够不断地得着基督的丰富。
So that we can continually receive the riches of Christ.
让我们有更丰盛的生命。
So that we can gain life more abundantly.
所以我们求主的灵在我们里面来感动我们，来激励我们。
We pray that the Spirit of the Lord move us and urge us.
要去得产业，得那更丰盛的生命。
So that we would gain the inheritance and to gain life more abundantly.
我们也求主给我们一个起来征战的灵。
I pray that the Lord would give us a spirit to rise up and fight the battle.
一个要过约旦河去征战得产业的灵。
A spirit to cross the Jordan River to fight the battle and gain the inheritance.
正是为了这个原因。
It is for this reason
神就带领当时以色列的百姓过约旦河。
That God led the people of Israel across the Jordan River.
当他们过了约旦河的时候，是神让他们进入到第一个征战，就是攻打耶利哥城。
After they crossed the Jordan River, they immediately faced their first battle to capture the city of Jericho.
耶利哥城是我们每一个基督徒都要来面对的。
The city of Jericho is something that, as Christians, every one of us must face.
我们每一个人是没有办法可以回避的。
There's no way we can avoid this.
耶利哥城所代表的就是阻碍我们在迦南地得产业的一切的事物。
The city of Jericho represents all that stands in the way of our inheritance in the land of Canaan.
我们要面对我们外面的耶利哥城。
We must face the outward city of Jericho.
面对外面的很多的环境，很多的难处。
And face many outward circumstances and difficulties.
同时我们也要面对我们里面所有的耶利哥城。
And at the same time, we have to face the many cities of Jericho within us.
面对我们自己的肉体，我们的血气。
To face our flesh, our carnal self.
面对我们自己的思想，我们自己的意志，我们自己的情感。
Face our own thoughts, our own will, and our own emotions.
我们所面对的这一个一个的耶利哥城，就是要来阻碍我们，阻挡我们进入在迦南地能够来得产业。
The cities of Jericho that we are facing stand in the way of us gaining the inheritance in the land of Canaan.
这些耶利哥城在我们的当中，在我们的面前，它就阻拦我们，要阻拦我们要来得着神要我们所得着的。
These cities of Jericho are standing to prevent us from gaining that which God wants us to gain.
这些我们所面临的耶利哥城，让我们虽然过了约旦河，到了迦南地，但我们却没有办法在迦南地得着产业。
These cities of Jericho that we face cause us, even though we have crossed the Jordan and come into the land of Canaan, to yet be unable to gain the inheritance in the land of Canaan.
这些耶利哥城就是阻碍我们得更丰盛的生命，不能得着基督赐给我们一切的这样一个丰富。
These cities of Jericho stand in the way of us gaining life more abundantly and enjoying all the riches that are in Christ.
所以我们的问题是说，我们所面对的这些耶利哥城，是不是让我们只停留在约旦河边呢？
So the question for us is, do these cities of Jericho that we face leave us stuck on the banks of the Jordan River?
我们清楚地知道，当我们经过旷野，过了约旦河之后，我们所面对的不是一个一马平川的迦南地。
After we pass the wilderness and cross the River Jordan, we know it's not all smooth sailing.
我们所面对的是一座一座坚固的耶利哥城。
What we face is one Jericho after another.
我们要得这个产业，我们就需要一个一个的去攻取这些耶利哥城。
So in order to be victorious, we need to capture these cities of Jericho one by one.
我们要在一个一个的耶利哥城得胜。
We must be victorious in each of these cities of Jericho.
这样我们就在迦南地能够不断的得着产业。
So that in Canaan we can continually gain the inheritance.
让基督那丰富不断的可以彰显在我们的当中。
So that the unfathomable riches of Christ may be manifested more and more among us.
那么这一个个耶利城它是怎么被攻取的呢？
So how are these cities of Jericho captured?
以色列百姓在耶利哥是怎么样子得胜的呢？
How are the Israelites victorious in Jericho?
我们看到耶利哥城的得胜是神征战的得胜。
We see that the victory of the city of Jericho was the victory of God fighting the battle.
首先我们要来看到底什么叫做得胜。
First, we will look at what victory is.
我们人眼中的得胜往往是说我们要赢一些什么东西，我们要得着一些什么东西。
Victory in our eyes is often to win something or to gain something.
好像要一些事情要成就一些什么事情，这个在我们眼中，这是我们的得胜。
It's like we want to accomplish something. This in our eyes is what victory means.
但我们看到这不是神眼中的得胜。
But we see this is not victory in God's eyes.
神眼中的得胜就是我们像约书亚一样，脱下我们脚上的鞋，站在神这一边。
Victory in God's eyes is that we, like Joshua, take off the sandals from our feet and stand on God's side.
神眼中的得胜就是我们像摩西一样向神举起我们的手。
Victory in God's eyes is that we, like Moses, lift up our hands to God.
每当我们脱下我们脚上的鞋站在神这一边的时候，这个就是得胜。
Whenever we take off the sandals from our feet and stand on God's side, this is victory.
每当我们向神举起我们的手，这就是得胜。
Every time we lift up our hands to God, this is victory.
每当我们能够来顺服神的旨意和带领，这个就是得胜。
Every time we are able to obey God's will and leading, this is victory.
这个就是神要在我们身上带领的一个得胜。
This is the victory that God leads us in.
在耶利哥城，当以色列百姓来征战的时候，我们完全看不见人的兵器。
In this instance of the city of Jericho, when the Israelites came to fight, we cannot see the weapons of man.
我们没有发现他们有任何的战术或者是战略。
And we do not see any of their tactics or their strategies.
百姓当时所做的就是顺从神的吩咐来绕城。
What the people did was follow God's command to march around the city.
这就是他们征战的方法。
And that was the way they fought the battle.
在人眼中看来，这个征战的方法实在是非常的可笑。
From man's eyes, this way of fighting the battle is very ridiculous.
当以色列百姓这样一天一天的绕着城走，耶利哥城里面的人一定在嘲笑他们，一定在轻看他们。
As the Israelites were walking around the city day after day, the people inside the city of Jericho must have been laughing at them and despising them.
觉得这些人是非常的不懂怎么打仗。
They were thinking that these people really don't know how to fight a battle.
但我们知道，这个就是我们征战得胜的方法。
But we know that this is the way that we fight the battle and are victorious.
我们要征战，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵。
The way we fight the battle is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
因为神带领我们的征战不是一个地上的征战，神带领我们的征战是一个属灵的征战。
Because the battle that God leads us in is not a battle on this earth, it is a spiritual battle.
一切属灵的征战只有靠着神才能得胜。
All spiritual battles can only be won by relying on God.
同样，当我们面对我们自己所要面对的这一个一个耶利城时，耶利哥城的时候，我们是用什么办法来征战的呢？
In the same way, when we face each one of these cities of Jericho, what is the method that we use to fight these battles?
我们有没有单单的来倚靠神，倚靠神的灵呢？
Have we relied on God alone and on His Spirit?
我们平时每天我们都有读经、祷告、聚会。
Every day we have our Bible reading and our prayer meetings.
可能在很多人的眼中，这其实好像就是在绕城一样。
Perhaps in the eyes of many, it may be just like marching around the city.
我们这样一天一天的绕。
In this way, we march day after day.
很多时候我们自己就觉得都会觉得非常的 boring.
And many times we feel that it's very boring.
我们希望我们好像有一些 creative 的事情可以做。
And we hope there's some way that we can be more creative about it.
好像我们这样一天天绕，好像也看不出有什么变化。
And day after day as we march, we can't see any change.
但我们要知道一件事情。
But there is one thing we need to know.
如果我们能站在神让我们所站在地位上面的话，我们每天就是得胜。
If we are able to always stand on the ground that God would have us stand on, then that is victory.
这个就是耶利哥城的得胜。
This is the victory of the city of Jericho.
以色列百姓在耶利哥的得胜不是发生在第七天最后一天。
The people of Israel's victory in the city of Jericho did not happen on the seventh day, the last day.
他们在耶利哥城的得胜是开始于当百姓愿意顺从神的吩咐起来绕城的时候。
Their victory in the city of Jericho started when the people were willing to follow God's command to go around the city.
他们在第一天就已经得胜。
They were already victorious on the first day.
而且他们一直持守住这个得胜。
And they continued to hold on to this victory until the last day.
直到神吩咐的最后一天。
Until the last day that God had commanded.
这个就是征战得胜。
This is fighting the battle and being victorious.
历世历代以来，许许多多的圣徒，他们忠心于主。
Throughout the ages, many saints have been faithful to the Lord.
他们顺服主的吩咐，为主站住。
They obeyed the Lord's command and they stood for the Lord.
他们持守这属天的地位，直到最后。
And they held on to this heavenly position until the end.
这些就是神眼中的得胜者。
These are the overcomers in God's eyes.
这些就是他们能够来征战得胜得产业的人。
These are the ones who fight the battle and are victorious. These are the ones who gain the inheritance.
而每当我们能够来忠心于主，能顺服主的时候，
Whenever we can be faithful to the Lord and obey His command,
我们就是神眼中的得胜者。
Then in His eyes, we are overcomers.
我们就是得产业的人。
And we are the ones who gain the inheritance.
所以愿意主来帮助我们每个人做一个得胜者。
So may the Lord help each one of us to be overcomers.
约书亚带领以色列百姓进入迦南地征战，差不多大概有七年的时间。
Joshua led the Israelites to fight the battle in the land of Canaan for a total of 7 years.
在这段时间里，以色列百姓在所有的征战的当中只失败过一次。
During this period of time, in all of their battles, the people of Israel were defeated only once.
就是在爱城的失败。
It was a defeat at the city of Ai.
我们可能觉得在迦南地这么多的地方，这么大大小小的征战，只失败过一次，好像也没有什么。It's not too bad.
We might feel that with so many battles, great and small, in the land of Canaan, we are just to be defeated once is no big deal.
我们所有的人都有失败的经历。
We all have experiences of defeat.
我们也常常在爱城的面前失败逃跑。
And many times before Ai, we are defeated and we flee.
很多的时候，当我们开始失败逃跑之后，一开始的时候，我们觉得心里还有些懊恼，我们里面还会有自责。
Many times after we are defeated and we flee, at the beginning we're ashamed and we're upset.
但慢慢的，当我们的失败逃跑的次数多了以后，好像里面就习以为常了。
But gradually, as we are defeated and we flee more often, it seems like we become accustomed to it.
我们里面懊恼自责的心好像就慢慢的消失了。
And that upset and remorseful heart that we have gradually goes away.
甚至到了后面，我们甚至失败了之后，我们里面又没什么感觉了。
And it goes to the point that even after defeat, there is no feeling in us.
我们就觉得失败其实是我们生活当中的一部分，我们就面对就好了。
We feel that defeat is just a part of our life. We just have to face it.
到最后，失败好像就成了我们基督徒的正常生活。
In the end, defeat seems to be the normal Christian life.
但是我们要知道，神赐给我们的生命是一个得胜的生命。
But we know that the life that God gives us is a victorious life.
这个生命是一个可以不失败的生命。
It is a life that is able to not be defeated.
就像神赐给我们的生命是一个可以不犯罪的生命一样。
Just like the life that God gave us is one that is able not to sin.
我们都熟悉在约翰福音当中有一个故事讲到行淫的妇人。
We are all familiar with the story found in the Gospel of John about the adulterous woman.
当时主对众人说，你们当中如果是谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
And when the Lord said to the crowd, he who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone.
但他们听见这话以后呢，就从老到少一个一个呢都离开了，只剩下耶稣一个人。
After they heard this, they left one by one, from oldest to youngest, and only Jesus remained.
这里我们看到，在地上没有一个人是没有罪的。
So here we see on this earth that there is no one without sin.
每个人都有罪。
Everyone has sin.
但主最后对这位行淫的妇人说了一句话。
But at the end, the Lord said to the adulterous woman one word.
他说从此不要再犯罪了。
He said, from now on, sin no more.
主从来不会吩咐我们去做一件我们不可能做到的事。
The Lord will not ask us to do things that cannot be done.
我们的生命是一个可以不再犯罪的生命。
Our life is one that is able to not sin.
我们的生命是一个可以不再失败的生命。
Our life is one that is able to not be defeated.
我们的生命是一个得胜的生命。
Our life is a victorious life.
我们的生命应该是一个从得胜到得胜的一个生命。
Our life should be one that goes from victory to victory.
正是因为这个得胜的生命，我不敢稍微失败。
It is because of this victorious life that I dare not be defeated.
所以我们不要灰心失望。
So let us not be discouraged and lose hope.
我们要从任何的失败当中寻找到失败的原因。
In every defeat, we must find the cause of that defeat.
让我们来对付，来除去这些失败的原因。
So that we can deal with and remove the cause of that defeat.
让我们从这些失败当中能够来被恢复，能够来重新起来征战得胜。
So that we may be recovered out of this defeat and that we can once again fight the battle and be victorious.
就像当时以色列人百姓从爱城的失败当中，他们被神来对付，被神来恢复之后，他们能够来重新在爱城得胜。
It's just like how the Israelites, they were dealt with and recovered by God after their defeat in the city of Ai. They were once again went to the city of Ai and were victorious.
不仅如此，之后他们不断地攻取城池，打败诸王。
After that, they continually captured cities and defeated kings.
在约书亚记十二章中列出了约书亚带领以色列百姓在迦南地所胜过的所有的诸王的名字。
In Joshua chapter 12, it lists all the kings that Joshua led the people of Israel to overcome in the land of Canaan.
圣经把这他们所胜过的王的名字都一一记录了下来，一共有三十一个。
And the Bible records the names of the kings that they overcame one by one, 31 in total.
这就是从得胜到得胜。
And this is the goal from victory to victory.
因为以色列的神要带他们从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
Because the God of Israel led them from one victory to another victory.
所以愿意这个成为我们的鼓励。
So may this be our encouragement.
所以下面我们要从爱城的失败当中，我们能够来一同能够来学习，找到失败的原因。
And now we want to learn together from the defeat at the city of Ai and find these causes for defeat.
愿意这些失败的原因能够来成为我们每个人的警戒。
So that these causes can serve as a warning to each one of us.
也让我们能够来对付这些失败的原因。
And also that we can deal with these causes of defeat.
就像当时的约书亚和他百姓一样，可以从失败当中出来，能够来重新得胜。
So just like Joshua and the people at that time, we need to be able to come out from defeat and be victorious again.
下面我们就从他们当中两个失败的原因当中，我们来一起来学习。
And now we'll consider two causes of defeat and learn from them together.
第一个我们会失败的原因是我们忘记了神。
The first cause for defeat is that we forget God.
我们知道爱城的失败其实是紧接着他们在迦南地的第一个得胜，就是耶利哥城的得胜。
We know that the defeat at the city of Ai came after their first victory in the land of Canaan, the victory at the city of Jericho.
我们开始所读的圣经当中，我们看到，当他们攻取了耶利哥城之后，约书亚就从耶利哥打发人去窥探爱城。
In the scripture we read at the beginning, after they captured the city of Jericho, Joshua sent men from Jericho to spy out the city of Ai.
那些探子窥探爱城回来之后，他们就报告说，爱城比起他们刚刚攻取的耶利哥城小很多。
After they had spied out Ai, they came back and reported that the city of Ai was much smaller than the city of Jericho that they had just conquered.
那里面的人也非常的少。
And that the people in the city were few.
他们说不需要像在耶利哥城的时候用我们一切的军兵。
So there was no need to use all the soldiers like they did for the city of Jericho.
我们只要两三千人上去就能够攻下爱城。
All we need is 2,000 or 3,000 men to go up and the city of Ai can be captured.
结果他们三千人上去竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。
As a result, 3,000 of them went up and actually ended up fleeing from the men of Ai.
并且爱城的人击杀了他们当中36个人。
And the men of Ai even killed 36 of them.
所以我们看见当以色列百姓面对爱城的时候他们忘记了神。
So we see that when the people of Israel came to the city of Ai, they forgot God.
哦，忘记了是神来为他们征战。
And they forgot that God had fought for them.
他们好像觉得耶利哥城是他们的兵丁所攻取的。
They seem to think that the city of Jericho was taken by their soldiers.
所以小小的爱城当然不必用这个所有的军兵。
So of course, the small city of Ai did not require all their soldiers.
他们忘记了他们攻取耶利哥城跟他们的军兵根本没有任何的关系。
They forgot that their capture of the city of Jericho had nothing to do with their soldiers.
他们当时只是听从了神的命令来绕城。
All they did was obey and march around the city.
是神把耶利哥城交在了他们的手中。
It was God who gave the city of Jericho into their hands.
他们在耶利哥城能够来征战得胜，不是出于他们的兵丁，不是出于他们的人数，而是出于神。
They were victorious in the battle of Jericho, not by their soldiers and not by their numbers, but by God.
其实我们来思想这件事情。
So as we consider this matter,
其实这些在爱城失败的以色列人，可以说他们都是得胜者。
Could be said that these Israelites who were defeated at Ai were all overcomers.
他们都是经历过征战得胜的。
There were all those who had already experienced fighting in the battle and being victorious.
当我们有了一些得胜，或者有了一些得胜经历了之后，我们可能会觉得我们已经有了得胜的经验了。
After we have our first experience of victory, we feel that we already have this experience, and now we're an experienced overcomer.
现在我可能是一个叫做一个有经验的。
And now I'm an experienced overcomer.
我已经胜过了一个坚固的耶利哥城，所以一个小小的爱城自然不在话下，我们可以轻取。
I have already overcome the strong city of Jericho, so a small city like Ai is no problem and can be taken lightly.
当我们在这种光景时的时候
，When we are in this condition,
我们就只看见了我们的自己。
We only see ourselves.
当我们看我们自己的时候，我们当然就看不见神。
And when we only see ourselves, we cannot see God.
我们就忘记了神。
And we forget God.
我们就离开了神。
And we leave God.
我们就不再依靠神。
And we no longer trust God.
这个时候，我们就已经失败。
At this point, we have already been defeated.
以色列人在爱城的失败，不是他们在逃跑的时候。
Israel's defeat at the city of Ai was not when they fled.
而是他们忘记神的时候，他们已经失败了。
But it was when they forgot God that they had already been defeated.
我们刚信主的时候，开始了读经查经的时候，我们发现我们有很多都不太明白。
When we first believed in the Lord and started to read and study the Bible, we found that there were many things that we did not understand.
我们会在学习的时候来求主来帮助我，来开启我。
So we would ask the Lord, help me and enlighten me as we are studying the Bible.
但过了一段时候，我们对圣经好像有了一些明白。
But after a period of time, we seem to have some understanding of the Bible.
我们读圣经的时候，好像发现，好像很多我们都已经知道了。
When we read and we study the Bible, we may find that we seem to know it all.
慢慢我就不再求主来帮助，来开启我。
And we gradually, we no longer ask God to help me and to enlighten me.
我们就开始用我们以前所积累所知道的东西。
And we may just use the things that we accumulated before, the things we already know.
这样我们好像就成了一个有经验的基督徒。
In this way, we seem to become experienced Christians.
我们就不再依靠神。
We no longer rely on God.
我们就离开了神。
We leave God.
我们就落在了失败的光景当中。
And in this way, we fall into a state of defeat.
但我们想过，我们怎么知道我们忘记了神呢？
So how do we know we have forgotten God?
每当我们来面对一件事情的时候，觉得这件事情是一件小事的时候，我们就是忘记了神。
Every time we come across a matter and feel that this is a small matter and that we do not need to send all the people, then we have started to forget about God.
当众民说我们不必多上去，他们的人数少的时候，我们就已经开始忘记了神。
As they said, their people are few, we do not need to send up everybody, then we start to forget about God.
我们开始提到我们所面对的一切的征战都是属灵的征战。
As we mentioned at the beginning, all the battles that we faced are spiritual battles.
地上的征战或许有大小之分。
The battles on this earth may be divided into the great and the small.
但属灵的征战当中没有一个征战是小的。
But in terms of spiritual battles, there are none that are counted as small.
没有一个征战小到可以靠我们自己的能力，我们自己的力量去对付的。
There are no battles that are small enough to be dealt with by our own ability or our own strength.
当我们忘记了神，远离了神的时候。
So when we forget God and we go far away from Him.
即使是最小的征战，即使是我们面临的最小的试探，我们都没有办法胜过。
Even the smallest battle, even the smallest temptation, we're not able to overcome.
当我们忘记神的时候，也会忘记神的话。
When we forget God, we will also forget the word of God.
神当时在耶利哥对以色列的百姓明确地说，不可取那当灭之物。
At that time, God clearly said to the people of Israel, only keep yourselves from the things under the ban.
我想对以色列人，当时的以色列人来说，没有比这个命令更加清楚的。
I feel like for the people of Israel, it doesn't get any clearer than this command.
但我们看到以色列人却忘记了神所吩咐他们的这个命令。
But we see that the Israelites forgot the covenant that God had commanded them.
他们取了当灭之物。
And they took the things from under the ban.
因此以色列人就在仇敌面前站立不住。
And because of this, the Israelites were unable to stand before their enemy.
神也给我们许多非常明确清楚的命令。
God has also given us many.Very definite and clear commands.
神在我们个人的生活当中给了我们非常清楚的命令。
In our personal life, God has given us clear commands.
神在我们夫妻生活当中给了我们非常明确的命令。
In our married life, God has given us clear commands.
神在我们的家庭生活当中给了我们非常明确的命令。
In our family life, God has given us clear commands.
神在我们聚会生活当中也给了我们非常明确的命令。
In our church life, He has given us very clear commands.
但我们有没有忘记这些非常清楚的命令呢？
But have we forgotten these clear commands?
我们有没有故意忘记这些非常清楚的命令呢？
Have we deliberately forgotten these clear commands?
我们有没有为了我们自己的好处故意不去遵行这些非常清楚的命令呢？
Have we for our own benefit deliberately not obeyed these clear commands?
当我们忘记了主的话，没有来遵行主的话的时候，
When we forget the word of the Lord and we fail to obey the word of the Lord,
我们就在仇敌面前一定站立不住。
Then we will definitely be unable to stand before the enemy.
我们一定就会落在失败的光景中。
And we will definitely fall into a state of defeat.
当我们忘记了神，自然我们也不会来等候神。
When we forget the word of the Lord, we will also naturally not wait on him.
我们看到当以色列百姓来准备攻打爱城的时候，他们忘记了神。
And we see that as the people of Israel prepared to attack the city of Ai, they forgot God.
他们没有来求问耶和华军队的元帅。
And they did not come and inquire of the captain of the army of the Lord.
如果当时他们没有忘记神，反而来求问神的时候，
If they did not forget God and they still came and they waited on God,
我相信神一定会告诉他们，在他们中间有隐藏的罪。
If they inquired of him, I believe God would definitely have told them that there was a hidden sin among them.
神一定先来告诉他们，先要来对付这个罪。
And God would definitely have told them that they had to deal with this sin first.
这样他们就不会在爱城失败。
In this way, they would not have been defeated at the city of Ai.
但我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank the Lord.
纵然百姓当时忘记了神，
Even though the people forgot God.
但神并没有忘记他们。
But God did not forget them.
神并没有因为人的忘记，人的远离而离弃我们。
God did not abandon them because of the people's forgetting and leaving him.
当以色列百姓在爱城失败之后，当约书亚和百姓重新回到神面前的时候，神就来恢复他们。
After the people of Israel were defeated at the city of Ai, when Joshua and the people again returned to God, God restored them.
当我们什么时候转向神，神就什么时候转向我们。
Every time we return to God, God will return to us.
当我们失败的时候，我们要来问一下我们自己，我们有没有忘记神。
And when we are defeated, we need to ask ourselves, Have I forgotten God?
以色列百姓在爱城的失败来提醒我们，叫我们不要忘记神，不要忘记神的话。
The defeat of the people of Israel at the city of Ai reminds us that we would not forget God, that we would not forget the word of God.
当我们能一直与神同在的时候，我们就可以不失败。
When we are able to be with God all the time, we are able to not be defeated.
神与我们同在，我们就能从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
And if God is with us, we can go from one victory to another victory.
征战失败的第二个原因是我们没有来对付罪，或者说我们忘记了来对付罪。
The second cause of defeat in battle is that we have not dealt with sin or that we have forgotten to deal with sin.
在我们一开始读的圣经当中，神明确地告诉了以色列的百姓失败的原因，就是在当灭的物上犯了罪。
In the passage of scripture we read at the beginning, God clearly told the people of Israel the cause for their defeat was that they had sinned in the things under the ban.
有一个叫亚干的人在耶利哥城取了当灭的物。
A man named Achan took that which was under the ban from the city of Jericho.
因着这件事，神说以色列人犯了罪。
It was because of this God said the Israelites had sinned.
我们看到，因着他们当中有罪的存在，所以他们就在失败的当中。
And we see that because of the presence of sin among them, they fell into defeat.
而且也因着罪带来了死亡。
And also this sin brought death.
以色列人在爱城的失败当中死了36个人。
At the defeat of the city of Ai, the Israelites lost 36 men.
所以我们一次一次的看到，在哪里有罪，在哪里就有失败，在哪里就有死亡。
So we see time after time that where there is sin, there is defeat, and there is death.
那么亚干到底取了什么当灭之物呢？
So what did Achan take that was under the ban?
亚干所取的当灭之物是一件美好的示拿衣服。
What Achan took that was under the ban was a beautiful mantle from Shinar.
示拿就是巴比伦，就是这个世界。
Shinar is Babylon. It is this world.
在这个世界里面有荣华富贵。
In this world there is glory and wealth.
在这个世界里有美好的示拿的衣服。
In this world there are beautiful garments of Shinar.
这个美好的衣服能够来装扮我们，能够来打扮我们。
We are able to dress ourselves up in these beautiful garments
叫我们自己成为美好
so that we ourselves can be beautiful.
这美好的示拿衣服就让我们舍弃了基督成为我们的衣服。
This beautiful garment of Shinar makes us give up Christ as our garment.
这美好的示拿衣服让我们舍弃了基督来成为我们的美好。
And this beautiful garment of Shinar makes us give up Christ as our beauty.
不仅如此，示拿的衣服是神说当灭之物。
Not only that, the garments of Shinar are things under the ban.
这个当灭的之物其实是一个死亡之物。
The things that are under the ban are things that bring death.
因为一件示拿的衣服，就又把以色列人与被神所咒诅、所毁灭的耶利哥城又连在了一起。
It was a single garment of Shinar that connected the Israelites with the accursed city of Jericho that had perished.
一件示拿的衣服也会把我们与这个世界、与属地的东西又连接了起来。
A garment of Shinar will also connect us to this world and connect us to that which is earthly.
我们的失败一定是我们生命的当中有示拿的衣服。
Our defeat must be because the garments of Shinar are in our lives.
所以我们要来常常来检查我们的心，来看我们里面有没有贪爱示拿的衣服。
So we need to examine our hearts often to see if we have coveted the garments of Shinar.
我们要来求神来光照我们，叫我们来看到什么是我们心中这美好的示拿的衣服。
And ask the Lord to shine His light on us so we can see what are the beautiful garments of Shinar in our hearts.
所以我们要来除去我们心中、我们生命当中这一件一件的示眉的美好的衣服。
So we have to remove article by article the beautiful garments of Shinar from our hearts.
我们要除去示拿的衣服，除去神眼中的当灭之物。
We are to remove all these things that are under the ban.
就像当时神来叫所有的以色列的百姓来自洁一样。
It's just as God called all the people of Israel to consecrate themselves.
神是如何叫百姓来自洁的呢？
How did God bring the people to consecrate themselves?
我们开始读到的圣经上当中，神有非常清楚的指示。
In the scripture we read at the beginning, God had a very clear method.
神叫他们先按着支派进前来。
God told them to come forward first according to tribe.
接着要按着众族进前来。
Then to come come forward according to family.
接着要按照家室进前来。
Then to come forward according to household.
接着要按照人丁一个一个的进前来。
And then have each person come one by one.
我们看到神要说，神在我们当中所要做的一个洁净，是一个完全彻底的洁净。
So we see that the cleansing God wants to do is a complete and thorough sanctification.
我们每一个人都要一个一个的进前来，来到神的面前，被神来光照，来洁净。
Each one of us needs to come forward one by one to come before the presence of God to be, have His light shine on us and to be sanctified.
我们每一次来拨饼之前就是一次来得洁净的机会。
Every time we come before the bread and the cup is an opportunity to be sanctified.
我们记得当主在地上最后一个逾越节与门徒一同坐席的时候。
We remember that at the Lord's last Passover on earth when He was sitting with His disciples.
主告诉他们他们当中有一个人要卖他。
The Lord told them there was one among them who would betray him.
这时门徒就一个一个的到主面前来问主说：“是我吗？”
At that time, the disciples came one by one before the Lord and asked him, "Surely not I, Lord?"
我们每一个人也要常常到主的面前来求问，来蒙神光照。
Each one of us needs to also come before the Lord often and inquire of Him and have Him shine His light on us.
看我们里面有没有要被洁净的。
To see if there's anything within us that needs to be cleansed.
我里面有没有隐藏的罪要被神来对付的。
If there is any hidden sin in me that must be dealt with and cleansed.
同时我们也要让主来查看我们生活和侍奉当中的方方面面。
In the same way, we must let the Lord examine every aspect of our life and service.
每一个支派，每一个宗族，每一个家室，每一个人丁，都要一样一样的到主的面前来被光照。
Every tribe, every family, every household, every member of the household must come forward one by one before the Lord to have His light shown on it.
为了好除去我里面所有的嗜拿的衣服，除去我们贪爱的心。
In order to take away all the garments of Shinar within me, take away our covetous heart.
让我们能够来除去这个一切的罪，好让我们不再失败，而是可以征战得胜。
So that we can remove every sin, so that we will no longer be defeated, but we can fight the battle and be victorious.
当初神对以色列百姓不仅说到不可取那当灭之之物，同时神也警告他们说，恐怕你们取了那当灭之物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
At the beginning, God not only said to the people of Israel, "Keep yourselves from the things under the ban," but He also warned them, saying, "So that you do not covet them, and take some of the things under the ban, and make the camp of Israel accursed, and bring trouble on it."
神清楚地让我们看到，我们任何一个人犯罪都会影响到全体。
God clearly shows us that the sin of any one person will affect everyone.
因为神是把我们放在一起，放在一个身体的当中。
Because God put us together, He put us in one body.
我们知道我们在受浸聚会的最后，我们会有摁摁手。
And we know that at the very end of the baptismal meeting, we have the laying on of hands.
摁手就是说到我们得救的之后，得救之后圣灵就把我们浸在一个身体的当中了。
And laying on of hands symbolizes that after we have been saved, the Holy Spirit puts us together in one body.
所有蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹都是在一个身体当中。
So all brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace are in one body together.
这个是一个事实。
This is a fact.
所以我们要清楚地知道这个不是我一个人。
So we have to know clearly, it's not just me by myself.
因为当我手脏的时候，我不可能说我这个人是完全干净的。
When my hands are dirty, I cannot say that my person is completely clean.
当我们拿了那当灭之物，当我们犯罪了之后，我们可能自然会觉得我们不大会影响连累到别人。
When we take the things that are under the ban, when we sin,We might feel that it will not affect or trouble others.
我们可能觉得这个只不过是我个人的事情。
We might think that it's just a personal matter.
但我们从亚干的事上看到，他的犯罪不只影响到他的自己。
But we see from the case of Achan that his sin not only affected himself.
他的犯罪也影响到他的全家，影响到他的所有，更是影响到整个以色列的全营。
It also affected his house.All that he had, and even the whole camp of Israel.
使全营都受咒诅。
It caused the whole camp to be accursed.
他们在爱城失败的时候，甚至有36位他的弟兄为他丧命。
And during their defeat at the city of Ai, even 36 of his brethren died for this.
这一切的起因只是他做了一件不该做的小事。
The reason for all of this was that he did one little thing that he should not have done.
拿了一件美好的示拿衣服。
He took one beautiful garment of Shinar.
但正是这件小事却影响了整个以色列人。
But it was this small thing that affected all of Israel.
上个主日弟兄分享到我们要做神要我们做的小事。
Last Sunday, the brother shared with us that we must do the small things that God wants us to do.
这里我们也看到我们不要去做神不要我们做的小事。
Here we also see that we should not do the small things that God does not want us to do.
中文当中有一句话说到
There's a saying in Chinese.
勿以善小而不为，勿以恶小而为之。我们就不用翻译。
I can try. There's no good work that is so small that you shouldn't do it, and there's no evil deed that is so small that you can just do it without thinking. I had help.
一件小事可以让神的家被建造起来。
One small thing can build up the house of God.
一件小事也可以让神的家被破坏。
And one small thing can also tear down the house of God.
这个不仅讲到神的家，也同样讲到我们每个人，讲到我们的儿女，讲到我们的家庭。
This not only speaks of the house of God, but it speaks about each one of us, speaks about our family and our children.
我们中间没有一个人是单独的。
There is no one among us who is independent.
我们所做所行的，哪怕是最小的一件事，最小的一句话，最小的一个决定。
The things that we say or do, even the smallest thing or words, even the smallest decision,
都会影响到我们周围的人。
It will affect everyone around us.
会影响到我们的孩子，会影响到我们的家庭，会影响到我们的弟兄姐妹，会影响到我们的聚会。
It will affect our children. It will affect our family. It will affect our brothers and sisters. It will affect our gathering.
我们中间有任何一个人的冷淡，就会影响到整个聚会的属灵光景。
If there is spiritual coldness in anyone among us, it will affect the spiritual condition of the whole meeting.
我们要被主不断地提醒。
We have to be continually reminded by the Lord.
在我们中间没有一个无足轻重的人。
That in among us there is no one who is insignificant.
在我们中间没有一件微不足道的事。
And there is no matter among us that is insignificant.
我们每一个人都应该成为一个警醒征战的人。
Each of us should be one who is alert and fighting.
而不是一个连累人的亚干。
Not a troublemaker like Achan.
我们知道九月十号，我们当中有一个全教会的福音聚会。
On September 10th, we have a church-wide gospel meeting.
我们知道这个就是一个征战。
We know this is a battle.
我们愿意，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是这个征战的战士。
May each brother and sister among us be warriors in the battle.
在我们当中没有任何一个弟兄姐妹不在这个征战的当中。
That there will not be a single brother or sister among us who is not taking part in the battle.
让我们当中没有一个人是连累人的人。
And there is no one among us who is troubling others.
愿我们不是一个连累人的亚干。
May we not be a troublemaker like Achan.
不是一个让全体落在失败当中。
Not one who causes everyone to fall into defeat.
我们而是要成为一个常常自洁、常常对付罪、除去罪的人。
But we need to be a person who often cleanses himself, often deals with sin and removes it.
好叫我们不是在失败的当中，而是成为一个征战得胜的人。
So that instead of being in defeat, we can become one who is fighting the battle and being victorious.
能够从一个得胜到另一个得胜。
That we can go from one victory to another victory.
当约书亚和以色列的百姓在爱城失败之后，他们重新回到了神的面前。
When Joshua and the people of Israel were defeated at the city of Ai, they returned to God and removed that which was under the ban from among them.
他们从他们当中除去了当灭之物。
They removed that from which was under the ban from among them.
当他们再次来攻打爱城，那个他们曾经逃跑失败的地方的时候，就成为了他们得胜的地方。
When they came again to attack the city of Ai, the place where they had been defeated and they fled before, it became their place of victory.
爱城是他们失败过的地方。
The city of Ai was the place where they had been defeated.
但爱城也成为了他们征战过程当中的一个转折点。
But the city of Ai also became a turning point in their course of battle.
在那里，他们从失败转向了得胜。
Because it was there that they turned from defeat to victory.
在那里，他们开始了一个征战得胜，到另一个征战得胜。
It was there they went from one victory to another victory.
今天神召我们进迦南去征战。
Today God calls us to enter into Canaan to fight the battle.
他叫我们能够来征战得胜。
He wants us to fight the battle and be victorious.
叫我们来得着神所赐给我们的产业。
He wants us to gain the inheritance that God has given us.
神叫我们从一个得胜到另外一个得胜，能不断地得着神赐给我们的产业。
He wants to go from one victory to another and to continually gain the inheritance.
每当我们为罪所胜，为罪所胜，落在失败当中的时候，我们要转回，回到神的面前。
Whenever we are overcome by sin and fall into defeat, we must turn back to God.
我们求神来恢复我们，叫我们不要忘记他，不要忘记他的话。
We ask the Lord to restore us so that we would not forget him, that we would not forget his word.
叫我们不要忘记来对付，来除去我们的罪。
That we would not forget to deal with and remove our sins.
除去我们心中任何的试拿的衣服。
Take away all the garments of shiner that are in our hearts.
好让我们重新得胜。
That we may be victorious once again.
当亚干取了当灭之物被致死之后，众人在他身上堆成了一大堆石头。
When Achan took that which was under the ban and was put to death, the people raised over him a great heap of stones.
那个地方被取名叫雅各谷。
And that place was named the Valley of Achor.
雅各谷就成为了一个因罪被神审判的地方。
The Valley of Achor became a place of God's judgment for sin.
但很奇妙，圣经后面又提到过两次雅各谷。
But amazingly, the Bible later mentions the Valley of Achor twice more.
在以赛亚书65章第节第十节那里说道。
In Isaiah 65:10, it says,
雅各谷必成为牛群躺卧之处。
And the Valley of Achor, a resting place for herds.
雅各谷成为了安息之处。
The Valley of Achor became a resting place.
当我们的罪经过对付，经过神的审判，就带来了平安和安息。
When our sins are dealt with and judged by God, this brings peace and rest.
一个被神审判定罪的地方成为了安息之处。
The place where sin had been judged by God became a place that brought peace and rest.
后来在何西阿书第二章十五节中又一次提到了雅各谷。
Finally, the Valley of Achor is mentioned once again for the last time in Hosea 2:15.
那里雅各谷成为了指望的门。
There, the Valley of Achor becomes a door of hope.
当我们的罪经过神的审判，
When our sin is judged by God,
不仅带下了平安和安息，
It not only brings peace and rest,
而且让我们有了指望，
But also gives us hope.
让我们有了这个得胜的指望，
Gives us the hope of victory.
有了这个从得胜到得胜的指望，
It gives us the hope of victory to victory.
雅各谷就成为了指望的门。
And the Valley of Achor becomes the gate of hope.
这就是神永远不放弃我们的爱。
This is the love of God that never lets us go.
这就是神在我们每一个人身上的工作。
This is the work of God in each one of us.
让雅各谷一个因罪被神审判的地方成为了安息之处。
To make the Valley of Achor, which was a place for judgment of sin, into a place of rest.
让雅各谷一个因罪被神审判的地方，最后成为了指望的门。
To make the Valley of Achor, a place where sin was judged, into a door of hope.
让我们每个人都有一个指望，成为一个得胜者。
That each one of us may have a hope to be an overcomer.
让我们每一个人都有一个指望，从得胜到得胜。
That each one of us may have a hope to go from victory to victory.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们实在要来感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we truly must come thank and praise you.
因为你已经把你的儿子赐给了我们，成为了我们的产业。
Because you've already given your son to us to be our inheritance.
我们实在要说，你赐给我们的产业实在美好。
We truly want to say the inheritance you have given to us is so good.
求你赐给我们要一个进取得产业的一个渴慕。
May you give us a longing to long after and gain the inheritance.
赐给我们征战得胜的灵。
Give us a spirit to fight the battle and to be victorious.
好使我们能够来得到我们的产业。
So that we can gain our inheritance.
求你叫我们不要忘记神，不要忘记神的话。
May you cause us not to forget God and not to forget His words.
求你叫我们不要忘记来对付除去我们的罪。
May you help us not to forget.To deal with and to take away our sin.
叫我们不再落在失败的当中。
So that we would not remain in defeat.
我们求主让我们每一个人都是一个得胜者。
We ask the Lord that each one of us would be an overcomer.
我们每一个人都能够来从得胜到得胜。
Each one of us would be able to go from victory to victory.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.